AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Frank James is being ordered held without bail in New York. He is the man charged with shooting 10 people at a subway station in Brooklyn. Prosecutors told the judge James terrified New York City. Mia Eisner-Grinberg is James' attorney.
Initial press and police reports in cases like this one are often inaccurate. Mr. James is entitled to a fair trial, and we will ensure that he receives one.
James was arrested in Manhattan after calling a police tip line to say where he was a day after the attack. Ukraine claims it hit the flagship of Russia's Black Sea Fleet with a missile. Russia acknowledges a fire, but no attack. John Kirby at the Pentagon says they can't confirm a missile strike.
We do believe that there was a significant explosion on this cruiser, the Moskva.
Any attack would represent a huge blow to Russia's prestige in a war already seen as a historic blunder. A jury near Washington convicted a British national for his role in an Islamic State group hostage-taking scheme that took roughly 24 Westerners captive a decade ago. 4 Americans taken hostage were killed, including 3 who were beheaded in videos brought broadcast online. Amid soaring inflation, retail sales rose modestly last month, but higher prices for food, gas, and other basics took a big bite out of consumers' wallets. Mark Hamrick with Bankrate.com says there may be a bump in sales soon.
It turns out the nearly 7% gain since March of last year is the smallest since the first year of the pandemic. One thing that will help to support retail sales here, though, is income tax refunds.
Retailers are closely monitoring the Russian war with Ukraine. Florida will soon ban abortions after 15 weeks. Governor Ron DeSantis signed the law today. A judge ruled a lawsuit brought by 4 death row inmates challenging South Carolina's execution methods can move forward. This is AP News. Jobless claims ticked up slightly.
The number of people seeking unemployment benefits slightly increased last week, but they remain at historically low levels. The Labor Department says jobless claims rose by 18,000 to 185,000 after nearly touching the lowest level since 1968 in the previous week. 2 years after the coronavirus pandemic sent the economy into a brief but devastating recession, American workers are enjoying extraordinary job security. Weekly applications for unemployment aid have remained consistently below the pre-pandemic level of 225,000. I'm Shelley Adler.
Authorities are investigating the cause of death this week of a female migrant whose leg was entrapped while using a climbing harness and ended up hanging upside down off a border wall in eastern Arizona. U.S. Customs and Border Protection officials offered few details. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.